Commercial fishing is one of the world's most dangerous occupations. New Bedford scalloper Sean Sipple recalls surviving a particularly frightening storm and how the experience made him realize something about his relationship to his work.
One of the scariest times of my life was, I believe it was 16 years ago. It was about Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving somewhere within there, and we decided to go out. We decided that we weren't going to spend Thanksgiving with our families. This is something that we needed to do. And we got stuck in Georgia's Banks with winds over 120 miles an hour. And we did nothing but hold on to the boat for 4 days. I'm talking literally, there was no fishing. We put our drags to the bottom of the ocean to anchor the boat. I was on the boat strapped to the back with the camera. And you could see actually 5 to 6 story building waves coming toward you from the rear, wiping the whole boat out. And there was nothing we could do. There was no Coast Guard, there was nothing. It was beyond that. Even the Coast Guard couldn't come help you. And you just wondered when it was going to stop. And finally, after I think the second or third day, we were able to get radio contact. And I contacted my wife, which was very concerned. She was just ecstatic to hear from me. I said, we're still laying. That's what it was called, laying. You just stayed there. And I said, I think the worst is over. We still haven't heard anything because we lost our radios. We lost everything. And, it's times like that where, it doesn't become a job. It becomes
your life.
New Bedford fisherman Mike Bruce talks about how regulations have made winter fishing more dangerous than ever.
My first winter fishing, that was something. When we had to lay, a 15-foot sea and a 17-foot sea, now they scale one in February, January, every bit of water that touched the boat turned to ice. In the daytime, you were chipping the ice off the boat, laying, never mind, but you had to try to jog up and keep the boat in a level. Certain areas you don't want to be in a northeast wind, and certain level bottoms, like you'd go to the winter fishing grounds, which is closed now, so you can't even go there in the winter where it's safe. You're locked into different places. You pick a place to go fishing, you're stuck in. So it's more dangerous today than it ever was. That's how you got more men missing in the last 5 years now than you did in the 20 before, put it that way, the 25 before.
When you're part of a fishing family, stormy weather also means worrying about loved ones at sea. Kirsten Bendixson, whose husband fished out of New Bedford for more than 25 years, explains how her husband often downplayed the risks.
We didn't talk a lot about the trip. They don't want to when they come home, I don't think. Because I'd even say, how was the weather? Yeah, it was all right, a little sloppy. And then I find out years later with a hurricane, 145 mile an hour.
For many fishermen, the dangers of rough weather are simply part of the job.
I think it's certain things when you're in rough weather and you're laying in that bunk and that boat rolls down deep into that swell and you think, is she coming back? Is she really coming back this time? Are we laying over and the next one's going to roll us over?
Fred Matera, veteran fisherman.
So there's many a times my heart skipped a beat thinking, ooh, this one is the one, But other than that, I really never dwell on the fact that, I'm going out and we're going to perish out here. And nor do most. I think if you talk to a lot of fishermen, you'll find out we all feel the same way.
Right. Here's retired fisherman Woody Bowers.
I had plenty gales of wind. I went through plenty of those. I guess every gale that blew, I happened to be out in it. I was almost lucky enough to be there at the right time when the gale blew.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival, with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.